Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today, Kabeka judoka Jerine Michaela Whiteboy. She's just returned from the Paris Olympics, where she competed in the judo competition, the under 48 kilogram division, and eliminated in the last 16. Jerine, it's always disappointing to lose, I guess, but overall, are you happy with your performance? You improved on your Tokyo turnout.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone. Yeah, it's never easy, especially when you dream of being on a podium at the highest level of competition. It's never easy to return without a medal and also losing in the second round. But as you said, I am now two-time Olympian and I have improved on Tokyo's results. So I'm pretty happy with my result, but obviously not ecstatic because, yeah, everyone wants to come home with a medal.
Sure. Now, you were taken down by a Japanese opponent, Natsumi Tsunado. Give us an idea of the fight itself. Where do you feel were your weak points, and where did she manage to get the win?
So I've competed against her before, and, you know, the first time she really got me. But I think this time I showed her that I'm coming to fight. I gave her a bit more force, and I believed in myself a bit more. I think she just caught me off guard. She's really good with this one technique, and she threw every single one at the competition with the same technique. So she just outsmarted me, and yeah, she caught me at the right time.
Outside of the competition itself, give us a sense of what the Paris Olympics have been like as an experience.
Free, better than Tokyo for sure. I couldn't get to do the opening ceremony, but I'm also happy about that because they got to stay in the rain. But yeah, it was a beautiful village. The food wasn't too great, but, you know, we have to be happy with what we get. Yeah, but I think going to Tokyo and then having to experience Paris now, I was expecting a lot from Paris, but I was also just there for the judo. I wasn't there to look at all the other things. I was really just trying to focus on my competition.
We've seen on social media some athletes from some countries complaining about the beds, the food, which you've mentioned in the Olympic Village. Your general thoughts?
Yeah, the bed, it's quite difficult to sleep on. It's quite hard. The food also, I think it's because they have to make food for a lot of people. You know, South Africans, we love flavor, we love meat. And I felt that they were quite short on that. But everything else was quite fine.
In terms of your career, you're off to Botswana, I understand, for a bit of a break, some R&R, and well-deserved. You have got a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games. The Olympics, you've got to the last 16 now. Career-wise, going forward, your ambitions, what are they?
You know, that's a question a lot of people are asking me, and I'm just... The question I need to ask myself is during this holiday time. So I'm going to take some time off and just evaluate and then come back with an answer for you, because right now I do not have one.
Jerine, last one. A message from you to the rest of Team South Africa. The Olympics continue until the 11th of August. What would your message to the rest of Team South Africa be at this stage?
Firstly, I want to thank Tatiana. Just hearing the national anthem, it gave me like a sense of pride, even though I had to leave, that I was also a part of the team. And just for the rest of the team, go out there, give your heart and come back knowing that you're proud of yourself.
Well, we're proud of them. We're proud of you. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Jerine Whiteboy, enjoy your holiday.
Thank you so much.
Olympic gold medalist Rake Nietling joins us now on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Rake, thanks for your time. Once again, it's the people in the pool who are at the forefront of South Africa's Olympic medal charge in Paris. What have you made of things so far?
Hi Darren. Yeah, it's been very interesting. Obviously, for South Africa, we've had a good start. I think, obviously, with Tatiana's gold, you know, coming from behind, that's a great boost. And whenever we win a gold, we should be very happy. I think overall in the pool, it's kind of an interesting competition at the moment, because the times are very slow across the board. It is quite a bit slower than the Tokyo Olympics.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody was looking forward to quite a few world records. There was this new generation of swimmers coming through that were swimming incredible times in season, and for some reason the times are a little bit slower, but the racing is incredible. I can't recall an Olympics or a competition where it is so close, and we've seen so many races, we've seen so many ties, and races that there's less than a tenth of a second between first and third or first and fourth. So it's incredibly tight. The powerhouse of the USA is not having a great competition, and I think that's indicative of the rest of the world catching up. And they don't have superstars that are in form like the Michael Phelpses,
sure,
or a Caleb Dressel that's competing in multiple events. So it's been interesting. The South African team, we are so this morning we had the prelims of the 200 breaststroke and the 200 backstroke, where we've done very well. So we had three swimmers in there, and they all progressed in the top six going into semifinals. So I think it's looking good. We've got Chad still that needs to swim. He's only swimming one event at this Olympics. So we've got a few good races to look forward to.
Rick, obviously Tatiana front and center. She's got the 100-meter gold in the bag. Favorite for the 200. I don't want to jinx her by saying that, but that is the case. And a lot of local interest from the Eastern Cape in Kayleen Corbett. You ensured we had a 1-2 in that first heat.
Yes, I think the 200 is Tatiana's to lose, unfortunately. But that it brings a lot of extra pressure. She is the defending Olympic champion. She's looking good. She's got the experience to manage the next two races. And then Kayleen, I thought she had a good swim this morning. She looked very strong at the end. So the last 25 meters, she came through nicely. So I think she's got a little bit left in the tank there. And I think the 200 breaststroke is actually quite open. So I think it would be absolutely incredible if we can get two girls on the podium. And for somebody like Kayleen that's been relatively in the shadow of Tatiana, and it's understandable, Tatiana is a once in a generation type of swimmer, but it would be very nice for Kayleen to move out of the shadows a little bit and to get the recognition that she deserves as well.
You've mentioned the times being a little slower than anticipated, Rake, but I'm just looking at some of the lists in front of me here, and bucking that trend, I'm looking at Pity Kutsia, sets an Africa record, but finishes fifth in his backstroke final.
Yes. I think Peter is one of the few people that are doing personal best. And, despite finishing fifth in that final, he can be very proud that he broke an SA and an African record. I think it's very encouraging. He's a young guy. He's 20 years old. He's just kind of reaching his peak in his prime. I think for the next Olympics, he's going to be unstoppable. And I think we saw this morning, he is undoubtedly the fastest swimmer, in the field by a long margin. But his turns are really, are really letting him down. If he can work on that, so. I see it as a positive. It's very clear what he needs to work on. And if he works on that, there's no reason why he can't be the world record holder. I think he's got the goods. He's got the talent. He's a big boy, just under 2 meters tall. He's got the pedigree. So if he can just work on that over the next few years and hopefully over the next few days leading into the final of the 200 backstroke, we can see some great performances from him.
Fingers crossed. Rake, we seem to keep producing talent in the swimming pool. General state of swimming in South Africa, are things healthy?
I wouldn't say that they're healthy. I think this is the first time since our readmission that we don't have a relay at the Olympics, which means that there's very little depth, here in South Africa when it comes to swimming. So that's a big concern for me. We didn't have any swimmers in the men's 100 freestyle, which has been a kind of a power event for us as well. So there's a few spots that that show some concern, and I think the risk is always that these great athletes like Chad, like Cameron in the past, and now like Tatiana and like Peter, that they paper over the cracks, and that we don't look at the base. So I think it's important that we go back to the drawing board. I hope that something South Africa would do that. We've got the talent in this country. We've got good coaches. We don't have great facilities. We don't have very good racing opportunities for the youngsters. But you know, we must go and see how we can utilize that talent and get more relays. You know, the relays is a great way for youngsters to get experience. At the Olympics, and it works on that depth and gives people an opportunity.
We are going to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Olympic gold medalist Rake Nyetlang, on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics, Rake, and till next we meet, all the best.
Thank you, Darren. Cheers.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.